Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning, saints of God. I pray that everybody has had a lovely weekend and that we have received all that God has for us. I pray that we have a spirit of love, peace, and joy, faith in the Lord God Almighty, because He is a faithful God and all we have to do is trust in Him. It's in Him we live, move, and have our being. There's nothing better than knowing God and being a part of His kingdom. My God, my God, we're just grateful for this Monday morning, the 23rd day of March 2020. We're marching right along in the year. So many things are happening, and we know that God is still on the throne. He's the one who takes us from faith to faith and glory to glory. Hallelujah, Jesus. So we are grateful for everyone who has joined us this morning, those who will join later, those who may want to be here but cannot make it, those who have been here down through the years. We do appreciate you, and we just give God praise this morning. Here at Prayer, Praise, and Deliverance Ministries, we are a circle of friends, and we are here at the hour of power of prayer. So everybody, just keep your eyes on the prize, which is the high calling of Jesus Christ, and know that God will never leave you nor forsake you. He will be there even until the ends of the earth. So let us pray this morning. After we pray, we'll see where we go from there. So Lord God Almighty, in the name of Jesus, my Lord, we just thank you for this day that you have made. We are rejoicing. We're glad that you are the one who allowed us to be here for such a time as this. You are the one and only wise God, the perfect God of the universe. You are the one who is everywhere. You see all things. All power is in your hands, and the world is ruled at your command. You rule and you super rule, Lord. So we thank you so much for being our Savior, our Keeper, our Waymaker, our Healer. You're the one, God, who will be there when everybody else has turned their backs on us, and you're the one and who will be there when there seems to be darkness all around. Jesus is the light, yes, and we thank you, Jesus, for coming down from heaven. You are the only begotten Son who gave your life so that we could have life and life more abundantly. So we thank you, Jesus, for all that you've done and what you're doing right now. You have called us friend. You're the good shepherd. As your sheep, we know your voice, and a stranger we will not follow. My Jesus, we thank you so much for the blood that you shed. We thank you for the stripes that you bore. We thank you for your wisdom even now. Thank you that you're interceding on our behalf even today. So we are glad today, Jesus, for what you did when you sent the gift of the Holy Ghost when you left this earth realm. So Holy Ghost, we say, have your way in this place. We know it's not by might nor by power, but by my Spirit, said the Lord. And we know, Father, today that it's the anointing that destroys the yokes and bondages. So we're thanking you, Father, for each and every one, oh God, who is filled with the Holy Ghost. And we're glad today that it is the Spirit that leads us into all truth, oh God. So, Lord, as we reach out to you, God, we know that you are one who forgives us. And we do apologize and we repent of anything, Lord, that we have done, said, or thought that was not in your will. Create in us a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within us. Let the words of our mouths and the meditation of our heart be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Thank you, Father, today that you are reaching around the world. You're healing, you're delivering, you're setting the captives free, and those who are down and out, those who are depressed, O God, don't have to be depressed. They can just reach out to you. They can do a dance, a shout, a praise, oh God. And we know that you're in the midst of the praises, Lord, so we just praise you forevermore, God. We rejoice in what you're doing right now, God. Hallelujah. Jesus, oh, my Jesus, we just thank you, Father, today that we are rejoicing over the deliverance that is coming, oh God. Many people need to be delivered from different kinds of demonic spirits, oh God. And we thank you, Father, today that people are being delivered even now, God, in the name of Jesus. Mental conditions, schizophrenia, Lord, bipolar conditions, oh God, suicidal thoughts, God, We bind up every suicidal thought in the name of Jesus, Lord, because we have the ability to take every thought captive and bring it into the obedience of Jesus Christ, oh God. So we thank you, Lord, today that even especially in the body of Christ, oh God, that we will not be depressed, we will not be just feeling low, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you that we will rejoice through every situation and every circumstance, oh God. In the name of Jesus, my God, my God, my Jesus, I'm just thinking of the scripture that says, touch not my anointed and do my prophet no harm. My God, we just praise you, God, today that we will not be touched by any sickness or disease, oh God, that COVID-19, oh God, we decree and declare that we are protected, oh God, by the blood. We're protected even with the angels, oh God. We're protected just because we are your children, oh God. In the name of Jesus Christ, the Son of God, my Jesus, we just thank you that we are hiding under the shadow of the Almighty's wings today, oh God. In the name of Jesus, glory, halakoshita makita. Oh, yes, Lord Jesus, you are our protector, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Thank you for protecting us, oh God. Thank you, Lord, for wisdom, Lord, knowledge and understanding, oh God. You did say, Lord, that my people perish for lack of knowledge, oh God. So we want to be knowledgeable of your word, first of all, oh God, and knowledgeable about what we should be doing for ourselves, oh God. So we thank you, Lord, today that we will just bless the name of the Lord. Bless the Lord, oh, my soul and all that's within me. We bless your holy and your righteous name, oh God. My God, we come boldly to your throne of grace, oh God, seeking your help in the time of need, oh God. We know, Father, today that this is a time of need, oh God, around the world, Lord. We are thanking you, Father, today for deliverance, that you can destroy that COVID-19 in an instant, oh God. In the name of Jesus, in the twinkling of an eye, God, it can be done, Lord. So we're believing, oh God, that it will just stop, oh God. It will be stopped in its tracks, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And Lord, we pray for each and every family, oh God, who has lost loved ones, oh God, from this disease, oh God, that's out there, Lord. And not only the COVID-19, people are dying from the colds and flu, oh God. We pray for each and every family member, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Pray for protection, oh God, in the name of Jesus Christ, the Son of God. We just decree and declare that we are covered by the blood of Jesus, and we have on the whole armor of God. We have on the breastplate of righteousness, oh God, the belt of truth, oh God. Our feet are shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace, oh God. We have on the helmet of salvation, oh God. We have the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. We have the shield of faith, oh God. And we're able to come against every trick and scheme, every wile of the devil, because we have on the whole armor of God, that we are protected by Jesus Christ, oh God. And even as Jesus spoke to the wind and the waves, he said, peace be still, oh God. So even when the storm is raging, oh God, we can say, peace, be still. And we believe that it shall be peace in the midst of that storm, the peace that surpasses all understanding, oh God. You keep us in perfect peace as our minds are stayed on thee, oh God. Hallelujah, Jesus, my God. We thank you that the peace that you have given us, oh God, the world can't take it away because they didn't give it to us, oh God. So we are walking in peace, oh God. We live in peace, oh God, because we have the joy of the Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. And the joy of the Lord is our strength. And with joy, we draw water from the wells of salvation, oh God. So we thank you for your strength today, oh God. You are our song, oh God. You have become our salvation, Lord. Hallelujah, my God. Some people trust in chariots and some trust in horses, but we believe in the name of the Lord. The name of the Lord is a strong tower where the righteous can run into, and we are safe, oh God. So we thank you for safety this morning, oh God, safety in your arms, oh God. In the name of Jesus, my God, we just thank you, Lord, today for the blessings of the Lord that is making us rich and adding no sorrow to it, oh God. Hallelujah, Jesus, my God, we will bless the Lord at all times, oh God. Your praise shall continually be in our mouths, oh God. Our souls shall make her boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. I say, oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together as we enter into the house of the Lord. We sing praises unto your name, oh God. Hallelujah, glory to your name, God. We just bless you this morning, oh God. We glorify your name this morning, oh God. We say hallelujah to the Lamb of God, because you're good, God. You're great, God. You're awesome, Lord. And we're just rejoicing, God. We rejoice, oh, Father, no matter what is going on around us, Lord. Hallelujah. Jesus, we know that as we go through the fire, we will not be burned. As we go through the water, we shall not drown, oh, God, because you're there to protect us, Lord. So we thank you for your protection this morning, oh, God, and each and every day. It's in the name of Jesus I pray and I thank you. I say hallelujah and amen, amen, and amen. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. Glory to God. We're just grateful this morning for just the ability to come together. You know, even though we are not touching one another physically, we are touching each other in the spirit. And we are blessed and we are a blessing to those who are out there. People who don't even know we're praying for them, they are blessed by the prayers, the fervent, effective prayers of righteous men and women that avail much. So we are thanking God this morning for each one who's here. So we're going to do some praying this morning. We're going to see if different ones who are out there are available to pray. So I'm going to find out if our evangelist Juanita is available to pray this morning.
Amen.
Okay, I'm going to go down the line and to verify, and then we'll get the lineup. Our Sister Barbara, are you available?
Most definitely.
Okay. Our Sister Alice Marie, are you available this morning to pray?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, and Apostle Horsley, are you available to pray?
Yes, ma'am. We're available.
Okay, well, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Okay, we're going to start off this way. We're going to ask our evangelist Juanita, and then our Sister Barbara, our Sister Alice Marie, and then Apostle Horsley. If you all would pray in that order, that would be so wonderful this morning. Amen?
Yes, ma'am.
Amen.
Thank you. Thank you, Lord. My hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. I did not trust the sweetest friend, but wholly lean on Jesus' name. On Christ the solid rock I stand. All of the ground is sinking sand. All of the ground is sinking sand. Hallelujah, Lord God. Hallelujah, Lord God. Hallelujah. Lord, I just want to thank you, Lord God. We just want to thank you this morning, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God, for this privilege and opportunities you give us to come before your throne of grace, Lord God. Lord, to lift you up, to exalt you, to magnify you. To thank you for our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, Lord God. Lord God, it's because of him and what he's done, Lord God, that we're able, Lord God, to fellowship with you and with each other this morning, Lord God. And for this, we just say thank you, Lord God. Lord, we thank you for this day, Lord God, for this is the day you have made. Lord, we will rejoice and be glad in it. Lord, we thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah, Lord God. And we give you praise, Lord God. We honor and worship you, Lord God. Reverence your holy and righteous name, Lord God. In spite of all that's going on around us, Lord God, we thank you, Lord God. Lord God, for the secret place, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, that we can run to you. We thank you, Lord God, that we can trust you and stand on your word, Lord God. Father God, as we come before your throne of grace, Lord God, this morning giving you thanks, praise, honor, glory, and reverence, Lord God. Lord, I want to thank you, first of all, Lord God, for the prayers that have gone up before your throne of grace thus far, Lord God. And I ask you, Lord God, that you will direct our prayers, Lord God, direct, Lord God, our focus, Lord God, or redirect our focus, Lord God, for those that may have taken their eyes off you, Lord God, because of what's going on around us, Lord God. But I ask you to help us to keep looking up to the hills from which comes thy help, knowing our help comes from you, Lord God, who made heaven and earth, Lord God, that you would not suffer our foot to be moved, that nothing takes you by surprise, Lord God. Lord God, that you are aware, Lord God, of this fear, the fear that's running rampant across the globe, Lord God. But Lord God, even, Lord God, as this fear, Lord God, of this COVID-19 is running rampant across the globe, Lord God, Lord God, we know that we serve a God that does not and cannot change, that you know what's going on, you know what's happening, Lord God. And I ask you, Lord God, that what the enemy means for harm in this situation, that you turn around for good, Lord God. Drawing souls to yourself, Lord God. Drawing souls back to you, Lord God. Causing your people, Lord God, to pray and to seek your face, Lord God, like never before, Lord God. Causing, Lord God, the baptized to return to you, Lord God, the first love, Lord God. Causing, Lord God, people and nations, Lord God, to come together, Lord God, in reverence and prayer and praise to you, Lord God. And standing on your word like never before, Lord God, we thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. Lord God, we thank you, Father God, for this new day, Lord God. Lord God, I thank you, Lord God, that we will look, Lord God, for the good things, Lord God. Listen for the good news, Lord God, in this day, Lord God. And we know that the good news is Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. That you do not change, Lord God, that you cannot change, Lord God. Lord God, we thank you for the good news of the gospel, Lord God. That it's not your will that any should perish, but all should come to repentance, Lord God. So we thank you, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, that we're those that can go out, Lord God, in the midst of what's going on, Lord God, and tell others of who you are, Lord God. Lift up our voices in reverence and praise to you, Lord God. And Lord God, we just thank you so much. Hallelujah, Lord God. Lord, I ask you to move, Lord God. Lord God, in the atmosphere, Lord God. Move, Lord God, amongst those of us, Lord God, that are on this prayer line and every prayer line, Lord God, to seek in you, Lord God. Give us strength, Lord God, that we don't even recognize what we have, Lord God. Strength, Lord God, to endure, Lord God. Strength, Lord God, to, Lord God, speak boldly, Lord God. Strength, Lord God, to stand in the midst of the storm, Lord God, not to be fearful, Lord God. Lord God, cause us to go back to the days, Lord God, when we had all things in common, Lord God, that we shared all things, Lord God. If I had a cup of sugar, Lord God, and my neighbor had a cup of flour, Lord God, another had, Lord God, a cup of milk, Lord God, then we had, Lord God, we had some bread, Lord God. Lord God, whatever it takes, Lord God, to draw us to a place in unity, Lord God, for you said how good and how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity. Let us, Lord God, stand with a united front, Lord God, trusting and believing you, Lord, we just thank you. Hallelujah, Lord God. Lord, I thank you, Father God, for, Lord God, using us, Lord God, that we'll be a light, Lord God, in this darkness, Lord God, that we are not ashamed nor afraid, Lord God, to stand up, Lord God, and to speak up for righteousness, Lord God, to speak up for our Lord, Lord God. Lord God, we thank you. Hallelujah, Lord God. Lord God, I thank you, Father God, that even the gifts, Lord God, that we may not recognize we have, Lord God, let them come forth and burst forth, Lord God. Lord God, that you will use us, Lord God, in these times, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God, that our hope is truly built on nothing less but our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. What's your word, Lord God? Your word, Lord God. Our Lord, Lord God, Jesus Christ, that became the living word. Our hope is in you, Lord. We thank you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Lord God. And the Osa. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Lord God. We can sing hallelujah to you, Lord God. Lord God, we can bless your name. Hallelujah, Lord God. We can run to you, Lord God. Hallelujah, Lord God. And Lord God, we just thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God, for keeping us covered, Lord God, under the shadow of your wings, Lord God. Thank you for this secret place, Lord God. Thank you, Father God. Hallelujah, Lord God, for your word, Lord God, and for the very sonic case. So, hallelujah. Hallelujah, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you for letting us see our dosa. You give us everything that we need, Lord God. Everything that we need is in you, Lord God. Everything, Lord God. So we thank you, Lord God. Lord, I just bless your name, Lord God. And I ask, Lord God, that we continue to come together, Lord God, in faith, Lord God, praying and seeking you, Lord God, and encouraging each other, Lord God, that we will come through, Lord God, as pure gold, Lord God. That we will come through, Lord God, that you, Lord God, will use us, Lord God. That, Lord God, those that see us, Lord God, will recognize that we are your sons and your daughters, Lord God. Not having to say anything, Lord God, but listening to both seek kind of dosa, hallelujah, Lord God, but just showing up, Lord God. Lord God, and trusting you, Lord God. Oh God, we thank you, Father God. Hallelujah, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, that we will bless you at all times, Lord God, that your praise shall continually be in our mouth in spite of, Lord God. Your praise shall continually be in our mouth, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah, Lord God. That our labor seeking and our queso. Hallelujah, Lord God. Lord God, that we bless your name, Lord God. That we magnify your name, Lord God. that we lift up and exalt your name, Lord God, that we know, Lord God, that your word cannot and will not fail, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, hallelujah, Lord God, for the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, Lord God, but they are mighty in God to the pulling down of strongholds, Lord God. Oh, casting out imagination and every high thing that exalts itself against your knowledge, Lord God, and bringing every thought captive to your obedience, Lord God. So when those thoughts of fear come in, Lord God, remind us that you have not given us a spirit of fear, Lord God, but you've given us power, Lord God, and love and a sound mind. When those spirits of doubt come in, Lord God, Father God, remind us, Lord God, that we're to stand on you, Lord God. Lord God, seeking our doors, some trust in horses, some trust in chariots, but we will trust in the name of the Lord our God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Lord God. Lord God, when they head out for Kina Dosa, everything that comes in, Lord God, that's contrary to your word, Lord God. Lord God, you give us your word. Remind us of your word that we may stand on your word, the matchless, unchanging word of our God, of our Lord and Savior. And we thank you in advance for doing so, Lord God. So, Lord God, we just continue to bless your name today, Lord God. Lord God, continue to thank you for all, Lord God. Continue, Lord God. Lord God, to call up and cry out to you, Lord God. We continue to stand your word. We will continue to encourage each other, Lord God. Lord God, because there is no other name but the name of Jesus that's worthy of glory and honor and praise. You are also worthy, Lord, and we thank you, Lord God. Lord, we thank you, Father God, for the faith, Lord God. Lord God, not only to stand your word, but to speak your word, Lord God, over even those that don't believe, Lord God. Lord God, we have both seen our dosa, kera dosa. Hallelujah, Lord God. And we have unbelieving, Lord God, family members around us, Lord God. Let us just speak your word over, Lord God, over them, Lord God. Believe in you, Lord God, that you will draw them to yourself. Because you said it's not your will that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. So, Lord God, thank you, Lord God, for all the tools that you've given us, Lord God. Lord God, to be effective during these times, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah, Lord God. That as we come, Lord God, and as we speak, Lord God, in faith and in boldness, Lord God, we will see the change, Lord God. Lord God, because you say, hallelujah, Lord God. Because you said faith that caused those things be not as though they are, Lord God. So we thank you that we will exercise your faith continuously, Lord God, in these times, Lord God, as we are encouraged and being encouraged, Lord God, through your word, Lord God, through songs, Lord God, through hymns, Lord God, through encouragement, Lord God. Thank you. Thank you, Lord God, that we will lock arms, Lord God, in this battle, Lord God, because, Lord God, we know we have victory in you, Lord God. The battle is yours, but the victory is ours in you, Lord God. So we thank you, Lord God. We thank you. We praise you, Lord God. We honor you. We bless your name, Lord God. We say yes, Lord God, yes to your word, yes to your will, yes to your way, yes to your spirit, yes to life, a life more abundantly in you, Lord God. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. Bless your name, Lord God. Hallelujah. We honor you, Lord God. Hallelujah. Because there is none like you, Lord God. There is none like you. Lord, we just thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God, for you have us, Lord God, here, Lord God, in the land of the living at this time, Lord God, that we may be effective, Lord God, that we may be used for your glory, Lord God, that we may be a light, Lord God, in this lost and dying world, Lord God, that we may be those, Lord God, that are speaking, Lord God, speaking your word, Lord God, even in these times, Lord God, that we will not bow down, Lord God, to the enemy, Lord God, but we will stand up for you, Lord God, stand up for righteousness, Lord God, trusting and believing you. Thank you, Lord God, for who you are, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God, that the great one resides in us, Lord God. So let us remember, Lord God, that even, Lord God, when the doubts and the fears and all those other things come in, Lord God, that greater is he that's within us than he that's in the world, Lord God, that our lives are hidden in you, Lord God, and we are more than conquerors through Jesus Christ, who loved us and gave his life a ransom for us. Thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So we thank you, Lord God, for who you are. We thank you that we have a hope, Lord God. We have hope in you, in your word, Lord God. We hope and we believe and we trust you, Lord God. So I thank you, Lord God. I ask you to bless, Lord God, each and every, Lord God, child of God that's on this prayer line, Lord God, each and every one of your children. Bless, Lord God. Continue to bless. Continue to encourage, Lord God. Continue to keep us, Lord God. Continue to cause us to open up our mouths, Lord God, and speak through before you, Lord God. Lord God, that someone, Lord God, someone's life may be changed, transformed, delivered, and made free, Lord God. So I just give you thanks this morning, Lord God. I praise you and I honor you, Lord God, and I worship you and you alone. Thank you for who you are. I praise you. Can't praise you enough. Can't thank you enough. Can't worship you enough. But I thank you for this privilege, this opportunity to do so, Lord God. Fellowship with you and with your children at this time, Lord God. So I ask you to have your way, Lord God. Direct us, lead us, and guide us, Lord God. As the songwriter says, where you lead, Lord God, I will follow. Let that be a mandate, Lord God. Let it be a purpose in our hearts, Lord God, that wherever you lead us, Lord God, whatever word you give us to speak, Lord God, that we will follow and we will speak, Lord God, trusting and believing you, knowing, Lord God, that we serve an awesome, powerful God that does not fail. Thank you for this opportunity, Lord God, to bless your name this morning, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God, for allowing me to be in fellowship with you and with my brothers and sisters in Christ, Lord God. Thank you for this day, Lord God, for this is the day you have made. Lord, I will rejoice and be glad in it. Rejoicing in you, my God, my Father, and Savior. Thank you, thank you, thank you for who you are. So in Jesus' name, did I pray and give you thanks, reverence, honor, and glory this morning. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Lord, we honor and we praise you, God. We thank you, dear God, for praise is always in our mouth to give you honor and glory, dear Heavenly Father. Lord, we humble ourselves right now, God. Give us a spirit of humility, God, right now that we decrease, dear God. And that we quiet ourselves right now, dear God, as your people, so that you can download into us, dear God, every revelation, every instruction. Lord, we thank you for cleaning our hands, for purifying our hearts, for erecting us so that we're pure and holy before you. Thank you for perfecting every good thing that you have started within us. God, thank you for forgiving us of our sins of omission and commission, dear God. Thank you right now, dear God, for your precious new and tender mercies that you extend to us daily, God. We thank you for your grace, Lord. Thank you for gracing us through the storm, God. Thank you for your grace, dear God. We pray right now, dear God, as your people, that we awaken to everything that you have called us to do in this moment, God. Let us come alive and discerning to you, dear God, so that everything that you have equipped in us, we will apply to our lives and not just talk about it and not just pray about it, God, but we be about it, dear God, that we are that walking demonstration of your love, dear God, in this earth, as in a time as now, dear God. You have blessed us to be blessings. We are your anointed people. We are a peculiar people, a royal priesthood, dear God. So let us act the part. Let us live the part. Let us do the part, dear God. Thank you right now, Heavenly Father, that you have strengthened in us every week, saying, that you have endowed and empowered in us, dear God, to a place of confidence and strength so that we can boldly proclaim what is your word, dear God, so that we can declare it so that it will be established, dear God. So we come before you, God, to boldly declare right now, dear God, that in this souls will be saved. Someone has given their heart and their life to you right now. We declare and we decree healing right now, dear God. Those who are infected with COVID-19, dear God, thank you right now for quarantining right now, dear God, and healing them, dear God, to complete health and restoration, dear God, that there be no further spread of this disease, God. Thank you that no plague will come nigh our dwelling, dear God. Thank you, God, that no evil will befall us. thank you right now, dear God, for giving your angels charge over us. And at least we dash our feet against a stone, dear God. Lord, thank you for lifting us up right now. Thank you for putting us in that high place right now, dear. Thank you for elevation in you, Lord. So, God, we ask right now that you go into every household. And all the children right now who are having to be homeschooled, all the people who are confined to their houses right now, God, we ask right now for provision. God, that you will supply an endless supply of provision, dear God, of finances, of food, dear God, of patience, of your love, your kindness, your unity, working together, dear God, synergistically, dear God. We ask right now that you bless each parent, dear God, that has to instruct and teach their children, dear God, that their children will be obedient, that their minds will be open, not only to receive educationally, but God, this is an opportunity for your people to pour into children spiritually. Something that was hindered in the schools, dear God, can come alive in the homes right now, dear God. So we ask right now that you send a fresh wind, God, and that you quicken every heart, dear God, and that you draw nigh unto your people. Draw them nigh unto you, dear God. Give them a new hunger and a thirst after your righteousness so that they will seek your face, dear God, that they will seek first the kingdom of God and your righteousness, and everything else will be added, God. We thank you right now because an outpouring of your Spirit. This is the perfect and the right time for an outpouring of your Spirit, an outpouring of faith, dear God, and hope. Lord, we thank you right now, dear Heavenly Father. We command that order come into our government right now in the name of Jesus, God. We pray for our president of this United States. We pray for every ambassador in the nations, dear God. Let them respond accordingly, dear God. Touch their hearts so that they yield to you, dear God. We break every stronghold, every evil, dear God. Thank you right now for dismantling any tactic or strategy that the enemy may have been trying to use, dear God, to extinguish your people, to dishearten your people, to destroy your people, dear God. Thank you right now for giving them that protection right now, God. We command protection right now in the name of Jesus, God. Lord, we thank you right now that we can boldly declare and decree right now, dear God, that there's order that is coming from those who are tormented. Order in the mind and in the hearts of your people that is coming to those who have been workers of darkness and iniquity, dear God. We pray righteousness over them right now, dear God. Their souls are turning to you right now, dear God. There's someone in a nursing home, dear God, who may have been in their last breath that you are breathing life into right now, dear God. Lord, we thank you right now for visiting every hospital, for visiting every home, dear God, for visiting every prison, dear God. Thank you for encouraging and enlisting your people to draw to you, dear God. Thank you that there be an outpouring right now, an unusual outpouring of your Spirit, dear God, for us to work together, dear God, that there be a unity and a humility that will come, that there is a reverence and a respect to who you are, dear God, so that everything that you have said that we are purposed to do in this earth, dear God, that it will be done. Lord, we thank you right now, dear God, for undergirding every relationship in our lives, God. We thank you right now for undergirding every relationship that we have with our siblings, with our parents, with our loved ones, dear God. We thank you right now for undergirding and protecting, dear God, loved ones who are bereaved, dear God, loved ones who need to claim their healing right now, dear God, those who are disobedient, dear God. We are asking right now that we declare that they are obedient men and women of virtue and honor and integrity, dear God. We pray and undergird every ministry right now, dear God, who is working on your behalf, dear God. We pray and undergird every minister right now, every servant of God who is out there advancing the kingdom of God. We pray right now and undergird every community of faith, dear God. We pray that there is a strength that is added to them, that there is a peace right now that is added to them. We thank you right now for destroying that spirit of fear, dear God, and waking up in your people that spirit of boldness and confidence so that they can stand and take authority, dear God, that they will stand in the power and the authority that you have blessed us with so that we will have dominion, dear God. Thank you right now that your people who are called by your name, dear God, will humble ourselves and pray and seek your face, turn from our wicked ways, dear God, and seek you, God, so that we can hear from you clearly, God, so that you will heal our land, God. Thank you for a healing wind right now that is going across our world, dear God. Thank you for your anointing right now, for your fresh oil that's pouring out and that's covering your people right now. Thank you right now, dear God, that there is salvation that is free, that there are hearts right now that is embracing who they are in you, dear God, who is yielding their lives and submitting their whole hearts to you right now, dear God. We proclaim right now that there is an unwavering faith right now in you, dear God, an unspeakable joy, dear God, that the fruit of our spirit is ripe, dear God, so that we can feed those who are hungry, dear God, that we can give encouragement to the brokenhearted, dear God, that we will operate in a spirit of excellence, in a spirit of love, dear God, and do everything that you have ordained us to do right now in this time and in this season, dear God. We thank you right now that nothing less than your will, we declare and decree that your will and nobody else's will, nobody else's agenda, nobody else's thoughts, dear God, but your will is what will come to pass in this earth for your people, dear God, and for those who don't realize that they are your people, dear God. Thank you that for waking them up to come into the knowledge of you, God. We love you and we thank you. And we don't ask anything of you in this moment, but just to pour praise on you, just to pour our love on you, God, just to say how much we honor and thank you, God, for every blessing, for everything, dear God. Without you, we are nothing. Without you, we have nothing. So, Lord, we thank you for everything. God, even those things that may look wrong or bad, God, we thank you because we know that you are working it out for good. So, God, help us, God, to see what you are trying to teach us in every lesson. God, help us to see the good in every lesson, dear God. Thank you for putting your words in our mouth, dear God. Thank you for blessing us with your Holy Spirit that lives within us, God. We don't take your presence for granted, God. We don't take for granted the honor and the opportunity to be able to pray to you, dear God. Thank you for your Son, Jesus Christ, who are interceding on our behalf as we intercede for those who we are standing in the gap for those who are, we are praying protection for those who are, we are praying covering over. Lord, we thank you right now. Thank you right now for the blood that you've put on our doorpost, that you will pass every plague over your people, dear God, so that it does not destroy us, so that there is no famine, that there is no disobedience that will befall any of us, but that we will awaken in you, dear God, that we speak right now a new level of obedience, dear God. Thank you for more discernment, dear God. Thank you for operating in you, dear God. Thank you for decreasing us, dear God, so that you can elevate and be demonstrated in this earth with the spirit of love right now. We thank you, God, for everything that you are doing right now. We even pray for our enemies, dear God. Turn their hearts. We pray for those who are practicing witchcraft and idolatry, dear God. Turn their hearts right now, dear God. We proclaim and declare right now that they are your righteousness right now in the name of Jesus, God. We boldly declare and decree that your people will stand up and elevate, dear God, and be all that you have called us to be. In your son Jesus' name, we love, honor, and thank you. Amen.
Good morning, good morning. Good morning, good morning. Heavenly Father, we come to you in Jesus' name. Heavenly Father, just giving you great, praising you, Lord, for your goodness, your mercy, and your grace, Lord. We praise you just for being God, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, Lord. You are merciful, God, and we just love you, Lord, with all our heart, mind, soul, and body, Lord. Lord, there is no one like you, Heavenly Father. There is no one like you. You are the great I am, Lord. You are almighty. You are the only God, Lord, and we bow down to you, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, Lord, we just thank you for your strength, your power, Lord. We just thank you for your love, Lord, for eternal life, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, Lord. Lord, we just thank you for who you are, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 Heavenly Father. Heavenly Father, you are the one and the only one, Lord. We just thank you for breaking strongholds, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, Lord. We just praise you for answering prayers, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, yes, yes. We just thank you, Lord, for moving in our life, Lord. Oh, yes, Lord. We just thank you for guiding us, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, we lift you up, Heavenly Father. Heavenly Father, we just praise you for opening doors that was closed to us, Lord, closing doors that should be shut. Lord, we just praise you for making ways out of no way, Lord. We praise you, Lord, for providing for us, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 we praise you for finances, Heavenly Father. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, yes, right now, Father. We're praising you for healing this, for killing this virus, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, yes, Lord. We walk by faith and not by sight, Lord. Lord, you said when we pray that we have faith that it's done, and we know that it's done, and we're thanking you right now, Lord. Oh, yes, it too shall come to pass. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, yes, because we know that you, God, and you hold all the power, Lord. And we asking that your will be done in this situation, Heavenly Father. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, Lord. Lord, I lift everyone up on this prayer line, their family members, their friends, Lord, and the ones that have been coming to this prayer line that didn't make it at this time. They haven't made it today and won't make it on the prayer line today, but wanted to be here, Lord. Oh, yes, Lord. And those that just want to sleep in, bless them, Lord. Hallelujah, 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 Lord. We just praise you for Pastor Darlene starting up this prayer line, that we have a prayer line to come to. We can have somebody to pray with, Lord, where you said, where two or more come together, there is power in that prayer, Lord. And it just give us to start our day, Lord, with you, Lord, because when we start our day with you, Lord, oh, yes, the days go by. It's the day, each and every day, it's a lovely day, Lord. For this is the day that you have made. We all will rejoice and be glad and happy in this day, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, yes, Lord. Thank you, Father. Father God, we just come to you, just worship you, Lord. Ooh, for the good times and the bad times, for holding our hands, Lord. As we go through this, when we've been through storms, Lord, and if storms come again, we know that you're holding our hand, Lord. Everything is okay, Lord, because we walk with you, Lord, and you're with us, Lord. We just praise you, Lord, for Christ dying on the cross for our sins, Lord. Oh, yes, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, yes, Lord. Lord, we just praise you, Lord. For just the little things that you do, Lord, not only the big things, Lord. Oh, yes, Lord, we just forever praise you, Lord, for there is no one like you, Lord. Without you, Lord, there would be no us, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, Lord. Oh, yes, Lord. We're praying for the backsliders, Lord, that them backslid, Lord, that they come back to you, Lord. And the ones that don't know you, they get to know you, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, Lord. Lord, we're praying for those out there right now crying out to you, Father, right now in need of you right now, Lord. We ask you to stretch your hands, Lord. Oh, Lord, take care of their situations, Heavenly Father, because there's nothing you can't do. We don't know who's out there right now, but you do, Lord, because you know everything, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, Lord. Oh, we're praying for the people out there in their rehabilitation, Lord, that's in the therapy, rehabilitation, those that are in nursing homes, Lord, those that are in the hospital, Lord. Oh, yes, Lord. Let your will be done, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, Lord. You got those out there that's been holding on, and they got the faith, and they believe they're waiting on you, Lord. Let your will be done for those that are in need of jobs, Lord, those that need sit-down jobs, Lord. Those that without jobs, those that lost their jobs, Lord. Oh, yes, Lord. You're a miracle worker, Lord. And we're asking that you bless these ones with their heart's desire, Heavenly Father. Those bless them, those that are in need, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, Lord. Oh, Father God. Yes, Lord. You are the way and you are the light, Lord. And we just worship you, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. Continue pouring more and more of the Holy Spirit into us, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, Lord. Lord, open the window of heaven and pour out more blessings than we ever thought of, ever dreamed of in our lives, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, Lord. Lord, we're just praising you for the ones that you have blessed physically, Lord, in health, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, Father, because you're a miracle-working God, and we just thank you for the miracles, the blessings, Lord. Oh, yes, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, in Jesus' name, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Oh, yes, Father. Father God, we thank you for the above all things. We are prospering, and we are in health. Even as our soul prospers, we are the seed of Abraham, and our body is blessed. And our youth is renewed like the eagles. You are Jehovah Jireh. And we have taken sickness and diseases away from the midst of us, Lord. Our soul has blessed you, Lord, and forget not all your benefits, Heavenly Father. You have forgiven all our iniquities, and you have healed all disease. In the name of Jesus, we curse at the root every sickness, disease, pain, virus, and infirmity that will attack our bodies or even touches our body. We cast you out in Jesus' name. Devil, you're a liar and you're illegal and you have no authority in our life. The blood of Jesus had redeemed us from every sickness and infirmity. Our body is the holy temple of God and he is glorified by our total deliverance and healing. We continue in God's word, and because we know the truth, the truth has made us free. We are whole of sound mind and body and energy, revitalized, purified, exercised, transformed, renewed, restored, strengthened, power-packed, powerhouse for God. We believe in the healing power of God to fill us, surround us, keep us, preserve us, and purify our entire system. Oh, yes. We are not in the body of Christ and am forever loose from the bondage of infirmity. Our health has sprung forth. There is no trace of sickness or disease in our body. And we will never be sick another day in our life in Jesus' name. We serve the Lord our God, and he blesses our bread and water and our food and drink. If we eat or drink any deadly or harmful thing, it should not hurt us. God has taken sickness away from the midst of us. Jesus will manifest to destroy the works of the devil. So every attack upon our health is destroyed. Jehovah prevails over our body. He healed every wound so that there's nothing missing, nothing broken. The spirit of him that rise up Jesus, the spirit of him that raised up Jesus from the dead, quicken our mortal body every day. We are dead to sin and alive upon righteousness. You healed us, O Lord, and we are healed in Jesus' name. Oh, yes, and connecting with every prayer that's going on over the nation on the prayer line. Those that are praying right now on the prayer line silently that we don't hear, we connected with our Father who are in heaven. Hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Father, give us this day our daily bread. Forgive our trespasses as we forgive those that trespass against us, Lord. Lead us not in temptation, but deliver us from evil. For you are our kingdom, our power, and our glory, Lord. You are our Alpha and our Omega, beginning and the end. Lord, and we love you with all our heart. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, amen. Thank you, Father. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah, Lord God. Oh, Lord, my God, sometime I've often wondered, consider all the universe displayed. I see the clouds, I hear the rolling thunder, thy power throughout the universe displayed. Then it sings, my soul, my Savior God to thee, how great thou art, how great thou art. Lord God, I thank you for the time of prayer, Lord God, and rejoicing in you today, O Lord God. Words cannot say, O Lord God, if we had 10,000 tongues, O Lord God, it would not be enough to give thy name the honor, the glory, and the praise, O Lord God, to become to set ourselves in unison, O Lord God, and to one accord, O Lord God, with the prayer deliverance ministry, Lord God, in this hour of power of prayer, Lord God, that you have granted unto us, O Lord God. Lord God, the request is, O Lord God. God, we thank you, O Lord God, Lord God, for the school, O Lord God, we raise up again, O Lord God, the children that will be homeschooled, O Lord God, those that are incarcerated, O Lord God, those that are homeless, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God, those that are in nursing homes, O Lord God, those that are in hospice, God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God, we pray for staff and faculty, O Lord God, for the first responders, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God, that you will cover with your precious spirit, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. Lord God, we look to the end of this year's situation, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. Lord God, you're able, O Lord God, to do exceedingly abundant above all that we ask and think, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. As we pray for the leadership, O Lord God, and the guidance that you're giving, O Lord God, to this United States of America, Lord God, that you bless on every continent, O Lord God. Lord God, for you so love the world, O Lord God, that you gave your only begotten Son, O Lord God, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish, O Lord God. So we thank you and we praise you, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. Lord God, on the Washington family, the Kennedy family, O Lord God, the sister that came home feeling not well, O Lord God, we pray that that situation is cleared up now in the name of Jesus, O Lord God, everyone that's infected, O Lord God, because, Lord God, we are your children, O Lord God. Lord God, we thank you for your covering and your protection. protection, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. So we thank you and we praise you in Jesus' mighty name. And we the people of God say amen and amen again. Have thine own way, Lord. Have thine own way. Amen. Amen. Thank you. Oh Lord Jesus Christ, come your son, miracle, your Sunday. We thank you, Lord. We thank you. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen and amen again.
Amen, amen, amen. Praise the Lord. Thank God for all these prayers. I thank God for each and every one who is here today. And we are glad for the fervent, effective prayers of righteous men and women that have felt as much. This has been a wonderful morning with all these beautiful men and women of God just praying and interceding and standing in the gap and making up the hedge. So we pray that everybody has a beautiful day. Go in the spirit of Elisha. And Jehu, that's the spirit of zealousness for the things of God. I love each and every one of you, and I decree and declare that the favor of God and man shall be with us everywhere we go. Amen. Well, praise the Lord. We are so grateful for each and everyone who has joined us today. There may be someone out there who has not received Jesus as your Savior. We invite you to do the sinner's prayer with us today, and then you will be saved, as you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart. If you will repeat after me, Dear Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, I ask you to forgive me of all my sins. I confess with my mouth, I believe in my heart that Jesus died, was buried, and he rose again. I ask you, Father, to help me to grow in the things of God. Well, we thank God for each and every one who did the sinner's prayer. The angels are rejoicing, and we rejoice with you. And what I would suggest is that you find a good Bible-teaching church to attend in your region. Find a church that will teach you about Jesus and his love so that you will be able to grow in the knowledge of the truth. Right now, if you desire to send a donation, an offering, or gift to support our ministry, you may send it to Prayer, Praise, and Deliverance Ministry. The address is 3171 Ardley Road, Southwest. The street is spelled A-R-D-L-E-Y. That's 3171 Ardley Road, Southwest, in the city of Atlanta, Georgia, zip code 30311. If you desire to listen to a session after we're off the air, you can log into blogtalk.com, Prayer, Praise, Deliverance. Once again, that's blogtalk.com, Prayer, Praise, Deliverance. Or you may dial the number 605-313-4929. The access code is 278961 pound. Select the pound sign for current session. And if you desire to listen to a previous session, please give me a call or send me a text. My number is 904-859-1022. Once again, the number is 904-859-1022. I decree that the plowman overtakes the reaper in your life and that you live in continuous abundance. And I decree that the favor of God continues to overtake you as you live for Jesus Christ. Amen.